And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Green Hornet. Today's episode, A Racket in the Ring, which first aired on August 3rd, 1939, starring Al Hodge as Britt Reed / Green Hornet and Raymond Toyo as Kato. Enjoy!
The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-Men cannot reach, the Green Hornet. With his faithful valet Kato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Got to hurry. Must smash a racket in the ring.
Give up prize fighting.
Oh, Sally, don't start that again. I won last night, and Tank Dolan says
I'm... Tank Dolan, that's all I hear. Fighting and Tank Dolan.
Well, he's my manager, ain't he?
He's a crook.
He is not.
That's what the Sentinel sports editor calls him.
Well, I ain't seen it in print.
The only reason why not is because there's no proof, but I've heard him many times. After all, I work here at the Sentinel.
At the switchboard? What kind of a job is that?
Better than some I know.
Oh, now listen, honey. You keep on being sore at me because I quit my job here on the paper.
I told you not to.
A little two-bit job. Office boy to a mail clerk.
You have to start someplace.
It's too slow. Look, Sally, I did all right in the amateurs, didn't I? Now I'm in the pro game. I'll be making money. Plenty of money. We can get married.
How much did you make last night?
Well, I...
Fighting 2-3 nights a week? Well, you're so thin you look like a shadow.
I'm trained fine, that's all.
Oh, I give up. We can't stand here arguing in the hallway outside of Mr. Reed's office.
Now, listen, honey, you gotta believe in me.
Dan. Dan, what's wrong?
Oh, I don't know. You sort of woozy all of a sudden, like a...
Dan! Dan, you...
Here, what is it?
Mr. Reed, he fainted.
It's for fur and snakes.
Yeah, take his feet, Axford.
I got him.
Open that door. Into my office. Careful of the door, Axford. Yeah.
Dan, darling.
Hey, boss, I've been wanting to...
Holy mackerel, who's that?
Turn that chair around, Laurie.
Oh, sure.
What happened, Mr. Reed?
Careful, Axford.
All right.
Will he be all right?
Yeah, got some water.
Yeah, the poor lad. We was coming out of the elevator when he fainted.
You rub his other wrist, Laurie.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be all right.
Here's the water, Mr. Reed.
I put some ammonia in it.
Good, that'll fix him.
He's coming too.
Dan.
Yeah, drink this.
Oh, I'm okay. I just...
Drink it.
How'd it happen, kid? Do you faint often?
He never has before.
I guess... Yes, I'm trained a little too fine, that's all.
Oh, you're the kid who used to work here and quit to be a fighter.
Yeah, thanks. I'm feeling okay.
You look awfully pale.
But why should he faint? Oh, I was so scared.
When did you eat last?
Huh?
You had anything all day? Or yesterday?
Well, I...
Holy crow.
Dan, is that it?
Oh, let me alone. I'm okay, I tell you.
You'll be a lot better after you get a solid meal.
Shall I call the restaurant, Mr. Reed?
Yeah, that takes too long. Axford.
Yeah?
You take this youngster downstairs. Get him a meal, a good one.
On the expense account, Reed?
Of course.
Golly, come on, youngster. We both eat.
Oh, gosh, I don't need nothing.
I'll go with you, Dan.
Oh, just a moment, Miss...
That's Sally, Mr. Reed. She works on the switchboard.
Oh, yes. You'll be all right, Sally. Come inside my office. Bye. Nothing to worry about now. Well, come in, Laura. You too, Miss Kay.
Yes.
Right, boy.
Yes, sir.
Sit down, Sally. Now, how'd this happen?
Dan used to work here, Mr. Reed, but he quit.
To turn fighter, eh?
I remember him. He made out pretty well in the last city amateurs.
He doesn't seem to be doing so well now.
Oh, it's terrible. He keeps on fighting and he doesn't get any money.
Thinks he's going to someday, is that it?
They all do.
You got any idea how much he got for his last fight, Sally?
Well, he wouldn't tell me, but I'm pretty sure he got $3.
Only $3?
It's his manager who's responsible. If it weren't for him, Dan would never have quit.
His manager?
Yes. Tank Dolan. He's got a
Tank
lot
Dolan?
Of...
That termite?
Who's Tank Dolan, Lowry?
The kind of an insect that crawls out of the woodwork. Rats like him give the fight game a bad name.
Lowry, can you get in touch with this fellow Dolan?
Sure, he always hangs out at Stanner's gym.
Get over there. Find out what he has to say about this youngster.
Now, boss?
Right now. If he's making a business of exploiting young kids, it's time someone called a halt.
Dan's not the only one, Mr. Reed. Dolan has a lot of others, too.
That's enough for me. He'll talk or I'll use him for a punching bag. Hey, you. Where's Dolan?
Who wants to know?
Come on, stop socking that bag. I'm a reporter from the Sentinel, and I want to talk
to... A reporter? How about a story on me? Bat Caffrey, that's me. Future lightweight champ.
Yeah, far in the future.
A wise guy, huh?
Have it your own way. Where's Tank Dolan, or do I have to page him?
Through that door.
Thanks. Ah, Mr. Dolan, I believe.
Yeah, I'm Dolan. What can I do for you?
My name's Lowry from the Daily Sentinel. I'd like to ask you some questions about...
Oh, about the fight game, huh? Always glad to talk to the press.
And that's what I came for.
Oh, I got a stable of fighters as big as any guy in the country. Make a good story.
Oh, not for me, Dolan. I came about... Oh, wait a minute. Come to think of it, I am interested in your stable.
You are?
Sure. How many fighters do you have?
Right now, I got 24.
What?
That's right. I ain't one of them one-shot managers.
You managed to keep them busy?
Busy? Why, like a bear after honey, that's how busy my boys are.
But how? Most fighters fight once a month, even less.
Oh, you don't get it. I specialize in club fights.
Club fights?
Yeah. You see, there's plenty of kids aching to be fighters. The country's full of them. Kids who get tired of being amateurs.
So I gathered from... I heard about
and
that.
And there's plenty of clubs around all the cities who want to put on fights, but they ain't got the dough for a big-time card. You understand?
So you provide the show, huh?
That's the angle. The kids are pro fighters. They get experience, and then they...
Well... And what? How about the money?
Huh?
What do you pay those kids?
Same like every other club fight manager in the country. A straight 50-50 split.
50-50, maybe, but not straight.
Now, listen here.
You deduct expenses first, don't you?
Well, sure.
And that leaves how much?
What is this? You ain't here for no interview.
Sure I am, but I'm after the truth. You're playing those kids for suckers, aren't you?
Well, they get the best of care.
Yeah, $3 for a 10-round fight.
Who's been lying about me?
Oh, it's a lie, is it?
Now, listen. I got my license to manage fighters straight from the State Boxing Commission. Huh. Honest Dolan, that's what they call me.
Ever hear of a kid named Cannon?
Cannon?
He fainted because he was hungry. One of your boys, Dolan.
Now, look, I'm kind of busy. Me and the boxing commissioner Brill is going to lunch.
What about Cannon? He fought last night for $3.
That ain't so. I treat all my kids on the square. I manage them right, and I promote them club fights right. Just like anybody that's interested in the future of the fight game.
That's your story, huh? Why, you little worm.
Now, hey, don't you try nothing. Hey, Bat Caffrey.
Don't worry, I won't hit you.
What's the matter, Dolan?
This monkey's getting tough.
Oh, the wise guy, huh?
Save it for the ring, pug. I wouldn't touch him with a fishing pole.
Why?
Out of my way.
Plenty
of fresh air in here, but it still smells bad. And if you want to know why, Dolan, it's you.
That snooping reporter coming around and kicking up a fuss.
Who are you calling, Dolan?
Now, you get out of here. I'm calling the commissioner, and I don't want you around.
Okay.
Hello?
Brill, this is Dolan talking. I got a beef.
Oh, yes, Dolan. What about?
Well, some wise guy reporter was in here asking questions.
Questions? About you?
Yeah, the wrong kind of questions, though. I got to see you right away.
Well, lunch at the...
Not for lunch. This is private business.
Oh. Well, I don't think it's
quite... Don't stall me, Brill. I got plenty on you. You know it. I got a good thing, and I'm going to keep it, see? It's up to you. Now, do you see?
Yes, I understand, Dolan. I'm glad you explained all this to me. It won't do for the Daily Sentinel to start headlines.
I'll toss that cannon out on his ear and let him talk then.
No, no. They'd capitalize on that.
What then? You got a better idea?
Perhaps.
Spill it.
What sort of a fighter is this cannon?
Oh, a kid. No savvy.
Does he look like this picture?
Yeah.
Well, does he?
No, this guy's dark and black hair. Cannon's blonde as they come. And maybe 5 pounds lighter, too.
I mean in general build. The way he holds his hands.
Yeah, sort of.
That's the answer, Dolan.
I don't get it.
Dolan, you have a new fighter. From South America. The Pampas Panther.
This guy!
This picture's an authentic one. But I happen to know that the fighter himself is right now out of circulation. Very conveniently.
Well, maybe I'm dumb, but what's this got to do with Cannon?
Dolan, if the Sentinel gets hold of Cannon now, they can raise a fuss.
Well, sure they can. Plenty. That's why I'm seeing you.
But if Cannon disappears and turns up as someone else, say someone from South America.
What for?
This Pampas Panther, for instance.
Well, you mean shove Cannon in as this guy?
It could be done.
Oh.
Suppose he meets, say, Bat Caffrey under this name.
Bat would pin his ears back.
Precisely. But the odds would be on the Pampas Panther. We could use his old record.
Hey, I get it. We put our dough on Caffrey and clean up.
And Cannon becomes so involved he don't dare squawk. Yeah, but one thing. Can you talk Cannon into this?
Can I? That kid's a sucker. He'll think it's on the level. Plenty of fighters work under a ring name. You just leave it to me, Brill. Just leave it to me.
Hey, boss. This club fight racket's a last straw.
Then it is a racket?
Sure it is, but try and get proof.
Did you see Dolan?
Yeah, and got no place. And the same result with one of the boxing commissioners.
What did the commissioners say?
A lot of nothing. He said they try to supervise these club fights properly, but there are so many of them
the
that
the commissioner admitted lack of supervision?
That's what Commissioner Brill said. If you ask me, Brill and Dolan are too pally anyway.
Brill, huh? Well, he's the one commissioner that might be. You better have another talk with Cannon.
I've been trying to all afternoon after I left the commissioner. I can't locate him.
Cannon?
No place around. So I gave up for the day and came back.
Huh. Well, at least Tank Dolan's out of scare.
Yeah? Look at this.
Yeah, a photograph. A fighter called the Pampas Panther.
Some handle, huh? That's what Dolan told him. It's publicity. This fighter's booked to meet Bat Caffrey.
So Dolan didn't draw in his horns?
Not according to this.
Yeah, but what's suspicious about another fight?
Bat Caffrey. If you ask me, Caffrey is working for Dolan, too.
Oh, it's impossible. His press release says his manager...
I know what it says. But I have a hunch Caffrey's manager, whoever he is nothing but a stooge for Dolan. When I called on Dolan, he yelled for Caffrey to toss me out.
Oh, from what you say about Dolan, most of his business is phony.
Sure. That's where he gets his name. Tank.
Tank?
Yeah. When a fighter loses a bout deliberately, he takes a dive.
Oh, yeah. Goes in the tank.
Maybe he's going to pull the same stunt with Caffrey and this Panther guy.
Uh-huh.
What gets me, boss, is the way this South American pug showed up.
What do you mean?
He's a big enough fighter to rate advanced publicity. Yet the first thing we hear about him, he's already in this country booked for a fight.
Reed. Oh, golly, Reed. I got some news. That poor little tyke, Sally.
What about it?
You'll have to excuse me for busting in this way, Reed. But she was crying.
About Cannon?
I seen her right beside the switchboard. Dabbing at her eyes with a handkerchief and reading a note.
Oh, will you get to the point, Axford? A note from whom? About what?
Sufferance, Nate. Who do you think? Young Danny Cannon. He said in the note he was leaving town and he wasn't coming back till he was a success.
Cannon's gone out of town. Are you sure?
That's what the note said.
What do you mean, boss? Are you sure?
Well, Cannon leaves a note. The very same day, a South American fighter turns up under the same manager with no advance ballyhoo.
Holy mackerel, boss. You don't think there's a tie-up?
Just wondering, Laurie. Perhaps Cannon hasn't really left town. Perhaps he's right here in town, hidden away, using another name. A name like the Pampas Panther.
Mm-hmm. The curtain falls on the first act of our Green Hornet adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a moment. To continue our story. Several weeks later, just before the Pappas Panther was to meet Bat Caffrey, Lowry talked to Britt Reed after an unsuccessful attempt to get into Caffrey's training camp.
It's no use, boss. We can't find Cannon any place.
Dropped out of sight, eh? Did you go to the South Americans training camp?
Yeah, it was a good hunch, but it didn't pan out.
You're certain this fighter isn't really Cannon?
Cannon's light. This guy's dark as a cup of coffee.
Well, it's possible to change a man's coloring.
But
and
we...
his hair as well, easily.
Well, that's true enough. But we even had this kid Sally there.
You and X-ray?
Golly, Reed. If she couldn't be sure it was Cannon up there in the ring, nobody can. Well,
couldn't she find out by talking to him?
She didn't get a chance. The closest you could come to that fighter is a good 200 yards.
And keep him closely guarded, eh?
Yeah, they call it secret training.
Doran says the Pappas Panther's busy developing a new punch.
Yeah, it'll be too bad if Cannon is posing as this other fighter.
Yeah.
The boxing commission will ruin him for life.
Golly, Reed, it'll be a disgrace. Cannon mixed up in a phony fake.
That poor kid. If he is in on this, and we don't know for sure, he's being played for a sucker by Dolan.
You're right, Lowry. But the commission ain't going to take Cannon's word for it, that he's innocent.
Now, hold on, you two. This is all pure conjecture.
Huh? Pure? What did you say, Reed?
Pure conjecture.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought you said. It sure is. Every bit of it. That's what I was thinking myself. What does it mean, that word?
Well, we're just guessing that Cannon is posing as the Pampas Panther.
We'll know when he steps through the ropes.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised, but what we're completely wrong about this.
Wrong? But, boss, you were the one who started it.
Still, I have a feeling we may be wrong.
Holy crow, Reed. You mean it won't be Cannon who goes into the ring?
Exactly that, Axford, but we'll wait and see.
That evening, Britt Reed went to his apartment.
The Green Hornet mask and the gun. Right where Cato put them. Guns loaded. Good. And the Black Beauty waiting below. Yeah, Axford was right about Cannon. If he should be posing as the Pampas Panther, he'd be incriminated with Dolan. And yet, I'm sure the boy is innocent of any actual intention to pull a fake. And Cannon may be masquerading as this South American fighter, but he must not appear in that ring. The Green Hornet is taking a hand. And by the time the bell rings for that fight, Dolan and Brill will wish they'd never heard of the Green Hornet.
Tank Dolan's training camp lay only a short distance from the city. When Britt Reed arrived, Dolan was having an argument.
Listen, Dolan, I'm beginning to hear rumors. I thought this business of having me become the Pampas Panther was on the level.
Sure it is, Cannon. Publicity build-up. There's a million guys around like you used to be, just a plain fighter. Turning you into the Pampas Panther gives you color, interest.
You told me there wasn't a real fighter by that name. I heard there was.
Well, where'd you learn that?
From the papers. You couldn't keep all the news out of this training camp.
All right, wise guy, you know. So what?
Well, I'm getting out.
You're in too deep already, kid. Who'd believe you?
Why, everyone will.
Nobody will, and you know it. You're hooked, kid.
Why, you're crooked round.
Easy you... with the dukes. You're in, kid. You're in deep. Spill the beans on us, and the commission smacks down on you, too.
If I'd known what you were planning, I'd never...
Now go on, scram.
I'm going. But get this, Dolan. I'll go through with this because you got me in a spot. But I'm fighting Caffrey on the level, see? I ain't taking one of your dives, no matter what.
The dumb palooka. He don't have to dive. Caffrey will knock him slap happy anyway. Who's there? I thought I heard something.
Turn around, Dolan.
Huh? Who's that devil? mask. You
recognize it, Dolan?
You're the Green Hornet.
So you and Brill are betting against your man.
That ain't so.
Don't lie, I heard you talking after Cannon went in and before.
You heard?
The wise money's all on the Pampas Panther, Dolan. You know that, of course.
Yeah, I know.
So are the odds. Suppose some of the boys around town learn that your fighter isn't the real Pampas Panther.
Now listen, Hornet. You ain't gonna tell them.
Why shouldn't I?
Nobody's gonna find out. We sink this kid out of sight right after the bout.
The Hornet has found out.
Now look, don't tell him, huh? You're a smart crook, Hornet. Here's your chance to clean up.
Like you and Brill?
Yeah, sure. Bet on Caffrey. Only don't give us away.
You're a rat, Dolan.
Hey, what are you doing?
What makes you think I'll work with you?
What are you driving at?
Some people don't like the way you're handling things.
You ain't working for the gambling ring.
You're going with me, Dolan.
Put down the gas.
No.
You can't. Try that, will you?
Go, my throat out.
You'll call nobody, Dolan. Take it.
Gas. I can't breathe.
Oh. Yeah, he's out. It's a good thing I gassed him before he roused the whole camp. Now, I'll get him safely away and keep him out of sight until the fight. The next step is to get Brill on the phone. With the two of them mistrusting each other, things may turn out all right.
Britt Reed took Dolan to a cheap rooming house behind the fight arena. He bound and gagged him. Later that same evening, after first removing the Green Hornet mask, he phoned Commissioner Brill, and when he finished his conversation...
There now. The commissioner thinks Dolan is up to some tricky business. Yeah, let Dolan get the same impression about the commissioner before I bound and gagged him. One more call. After that, the Green Hornet will play his role in a crowded fight arena.
On the evening of the fight, Britt Reed and Axford went to the arena. With them were Lowry and the telephone operator, Sally. While the last preliminary was underway, Britt Reed excused himself on the pretext of seeing some friends and made his way to one of the dressing rooms beneath the arena. Before donning his Green Hornet mask, he listened at the door.
I don't get it, Lefty. What are you doing here? What's the idea of rubbing that stain on your body?
I got a phone call, kid. From the boss.
Dolan?
I'm going in as the Pampas Panther tonight. Not you.
Is that why we're here alone?
What else? Scram out of here.
Yeah, but Dolan told me last night at the training camp. I didn't want to go through with it, and he said I got it.
He changed his mind. He said somebody might spot you. Now, I'm from out west. Nobody knows me here.
I won't do it.
Them's orders, kid.
No, this is my fight, and I'm going...
Hey, the lights.
Who is...
Take it, Cannon.
What's going on?
Yeah. I can't breathe.
Who are you? Shut up, Lefty.
You got your orders.
Oh.
You're working for Dolan, eh?
I'm going outside. I shove Cannon through that window. I'll see that he doesn't interfere.
You'll be out there to get him?
You do your job, that's all.
Okay. Dolan's sure a smart apple, ain't he?
Yeah, he thinks he is. Now get busy with Cannon. You're doing the ring any minute.
Britt Reed left the dressing room and raced outside. In the dark, deserted alley, Cannon was just recovering.
What happened?
You take my advice and get out, Cannon.
Huh?
Leave now and no one will identify you as the Pampas Panther. Dolan will no longer have any hold on you.
Yeah, I'll get out. Thanks a lot. I wish I knew who you were. So dark here.
If you saw who's helping you, you wouldn't be so thankful. Just get out. Never mind the rest.
Well, here we are, folks, at the ringside. The second round of the feature bout between the Pampas Panther and Bat Caffrey. Both men are still in the court. Oh, there's the bell. Caffrey comes out the middle of the ring. His eyes still swollen with the Panther. There. Another one. Again. And the right to the breadbasket. The Pampas Panther's giving Caffrey an awful pain.
That can't be young Cannon. Caffrey's taking a beating.
It doesn't look like Danny.
Sure, it must be Danny.
We'll see after the fight.
Well, we can tell now, boss. That guy up there must be the real Pampas Panther. Look at him knock Caffrey around.
That won't be long now. Hey, I spoke to Lachlan, the head commissioner. He'll meet us outside the dressing room as soon as the fight's over.
I can't figure this out, boss. I could have sworn Dolan was pulling a pony. Yet this fight doesn't look fixed.
There's more than one way to fix a fight, Lowry. We'll find out soon enough just how crooked Dolan is.
Hey, Reed. Look at him over there. Ain't he talking to Commissioner Brill?
He is, Axford. Well, yeah, he appears to be burned up about something.
And this looks like the finish, folks. Caffrey's reeling in a neutral corner. His opponent after him like the Panther's name for. Caffrey's guard is down. He's out on his feet. And there, the referee's moving in now. He's pushing the South American boy away. Yes, a technical knockout. The referee stops the fight and awards to the Pampas Panther on a technical KO. And that's the finish, folks. Wait just a minute now. Here comes the announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner, the Pampas Panther!
And there you have it, folks. There you have it. Now the crowd's milling around trying to get near the ring. But the police are doing a good job holding everyone back. And there goes the winner down the aisle with his manager, Dolan, protected by a group of policemen. Commissioner Brill is with him, too. Well, that's strange. Dolan should be grinning all over that now that his man has won. Instead, he's got a face like a thundercloud.
Now, Lefty, we're inside the dressing room. Now, spill it.
Take it easy, Dolan. You phoned me to go in as the Pampas Panther and take Caffrey.
Dolan phoned you.
Sure he did. I just followed orders.
So that's it, huh, Dolan? Double-crossed me, did you?
It wasn't me that pulled a double-cross, Brill.
Had it all planned, didn't you? Pretending you were betting on Caffrey the way I did. Then you turn around and substitute Lefty. You switch your bets and leave me holding the bag.
You're screwy, Brill. This whole frame-up was your idea.
Mine?
Sure. You and the Green Hornet.
Green Hornet?
The Hornet? What has he to do with it?
Ah, don't pretend, Brill. You sent the Hornet to the training camp last night. You had him keep me bound and gagged in that rooming house.
You're crazy.
Don't tell me. The Hornet hinted as much just before the fight.
Before the fight?
Sure. How do you think I got to the ringside? The Hornet came in and untied me. He was pretty cagey, masked and all. But he mentioned your name.
So that's why you accused me at the ringside.
I did. Soon as I saw what was going on.
I don't believe it. I've lost plenty on this, Dolan.
Well, so have I.
I'll smash you for this. You can't double-cross me and get away with it. I'll expose your entire racket, the way you run those club fights of yours.
Try it. I got plenty on you. Whose idea was this game in the first place?
It was mine, all right. But you're still through. Don't forget, I'm still boxing commissioner here.
I heard that, Brill. You're through as boxing commissioner in this state.
And that comes straight from the head commissioner himself.
Just a minute, Lachlan. I haven't done anything wrong.
Sure, Mr. Lachlan. Me and Brill, we were just talking.
Golly, you sure were.
We were outside. We heard every word of it.
Listen, Mr. Lachlan, how about me? I fought a straight fight. I ain't done nothing wrong.
You posed as someone else, didn't you?
Well, I...
Yeah, I know Pampas Panther. I bet you don't know what a Pampas is, or a Panther either.
Okay. I'll tell you the works.
It won't be necessary.
Dolan, you and your whole crooked racket are smashed higher than a kite.
I'll say it is, with an 8-column headline, boss.
You can't prove it. I'll see my lawyer.
Oh, shut up, Brill. They got us.
Completely, Dolan.
Come along, all of you. I'm starting this investigation right now.
That means you too, Lefty.
Okay, okay.
Go along, Lowry. Phone the story in.
Right, boss, and it'll be a honey.
Suffering snakes, Reed. I just thunk of something.
Yes, I sir?
Well, if this here South American fighter ain't young Danny Cannon, and he ain't, then where in the world is Danny at?
Why ask me, expert?
Poor Sally. I guess she ain't never going to see him again.
Oh, I don't know, expert. Never's a long time. For all we know, he may be on his way back to Sally right now.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Green Hornet Incorporated. The situations and characters depicted in this drama are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons or events of the past or present is coincidental.